Hey, we left off talking about sawhorses. Now maybe you could tell me, we talked a little about the farm and the ranch, about the outbuildings there. Do you remember some more of the, some buildings that may have been around the ranch house?
Well, we had a barn where we kept the horses, and one part of it there was where we milked the cows. And then there was a chicken house. And we didn't have pigs, so we didn't have any pig houses. It was a granary.
Did you always call it a chicken house? Was there any other name for that?
Mm-hmm. And it was an old log building. Mm-hmm. And the ice house. Uh-huh. And then we had what we called the buggy shed, where we kept the buggy.
Now, have you ever heard, what were those things used that would turn over the soil in the...
Plow?
Were there different types that you were familiar with?
Well, it was riding plow. My dad had a riding plow, and then there was a breaking plow, they called it, that they broke sod with.
So a riding plow would be used on already broken soil?
Pretty much, I think. I think it used, had two lays on it, no. Sod would turn one.
I see. Okay. What about, ever heard of a gee whiz? Never? Okay. What about a buck scraper? What were there things they would use to move soil with? Mounts pulled behind a horse? Okay. You never heard of a Fresno?
Yeah, I knew what a Fresno was because Ray, he worked up at the tower. Used one.
And they have a slip, William.
Yeah.
You know, what was that?
A slip was... They was kind of like a shovel, weren't they? With handles on them. They,
two handles on the back.
And they just picked up the dirt.
Now, was that bigger or smaller than a Fresno? About the same idea, I guess.
No, about half as big as a Fresno.
I see.
And it had the... drawbar hooked in about the middle of it, and it slipped along on the ground.
I see.
It was made like a big shovel, and the drawbar was back about halfway in the middle, and then you lifted up on your handle a little bit, and that caused the point of it to stick in, the shovel part stick in the ground, and then that flipped over.
I see.
And then when you went back while your dart was loose, you reared down on it and slipped it along, got her full, and then when you got that way, you it lifted a little bit and it caught in the ground, flipped itself over. It was balanced. They were handy.
Do you ever use one of those anymore? Or?
I haven't used one for several years, but we've got one around here, and several ranches have got them. They use them to fill culverts and fill holes. And
I see.
Easy way to move dirt, even with your tractor.
Now, a slip would be used with one horse and a Fresno with two, or?
No, you usually use four on a Fresno.
Oh, I see.
And two on a slip. Well, the Fresno held about twice as much.
I see.
And on your Fresno, they had what they call the Johnson bar. Mm-hmm. And that was the big old bar that came over and had a rope on it, see? And you used the rope to pull it back down. And then when you loaded it, you always stood to the side of it. And you sure stayed out of the road when you pulled it back down. Because that thing, you only had to get hit on the head once with that crook, and you you knew then.
You knew not to do it again.
You better come back with a bang.
It's amazing. What would they use to flatten out a plowed field or to condition?
Harrow.
Okay, do you know of any types of harrows?
We just had the one at home.
I called it a drag lots of times.
A drag?
Okay.
Okay, can I get you to say that then? Did you
a drag?
Have you ever heard that term before?
I don't think we ever called them drags.